So who is eligible for these health care plans?
Well, if you are a federal employee and have a same-sex domestic partner, or in six states and the District of Columbia, you have a same-sex spouse, your same-sex partner or spouse is eligible to join the federal employee's health insurance. That's the good news. The bad news is that that individual must pay the full cost of the premiums. Just as a reminder, federal employees themselves, of course, who are participating in the federal employees' health insurance, pay on average 28% of the total premiums, and the federal government kicks in the remaining 72%. That's whether it's a self-only plan, the employee just is insured himself or herself, or the employee has a self and family plan in which the employee can have, as part of his or her coverage, eligible family members who include a spouse of the opposite sex, a child who is under the age of 26. And that's self and family coverage, and the employee also pays 28% of the total premium, and the government pays the remaining 72% for the self and family plan.
Would these couples have to do anything in particular to prove eligibility?
Well, you mean in terms of which ones, Amy? The self and family plans now?
The way
we have it right now?
Well, the five new plans that would cover this.
The five new plans, it's my understanding that if you have a same-sex domestic partner or spouse, according to what OPM has written, I don't see any type of paperwork that has to be filed in order for that individual to get the coverage. Now, this is unlike the government's long-term care insurance, in which starting back in 2010, a same-sex partner could join the federal long-term care insurance program, but had to prove that the relationship they had with their partner was a valid relationship. There was paperwork that had to be filled out in order to do that. I have not seen any such required paperwork for the health insurance. I'm sure there will be. But the fact is that this is a big change, because until now, same-sex partners or spouses have not been able to get coverage.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. So even at full price, then, the thinking is it's better to have it at full price than not have it at all.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. This allows these individuals, same-sex partners, same-sex spouses, to get coverage. But as you say, they have to pay the full price. I mean, to get health insurance today, it's obviously expensive. You have to pay the full price if you were to go out and, say, apply for an individual plan. But you have to keep in mind that with an individual plan that you go out, you have to prove insurability. And then if you have certain health issues, you may not be able to get it. Whereas with the federal employee's health insurance, under these rules, the same-sex partner spouse can get coverage without having to prove insurability, which means that if they have any pre-existing conditions, they'll still be able to get it with no qualifications, with no extra cost to the individual. Just to give an example, as far as cost is concerned, if you take a plan that, let's say, an individual, self-only individual, pays $100 every pay period for his or her health insurance. This is a self-only plan. This is an employee. And the individual has a same-sex partner or spouse. The individual would not pay $100 for the same coverage. The person would probably pay closer to $400 to $500 because they're paying the full price of the insurance. That includes both the employee contribution and the government's contribution, which is three times as much. So they're going to be paying quite a lot for their health insurance, but at least they can get it.
So would this also apply, or are there already rules in place for opposite-sex domestic partners?
No, and the answer to your question, Amy, is no. Under the current rules of the Federal Employees Health Insurance, opposite-sex partners cannot get the health insurance, and I'm sure there's going to be many, many discussions on this one, because if a opposite-sex partner says, listen, we are in a valid relationship, and someone can attest to that, I don't see how this is going to go through if only same-sex partners can get the coverage. And I just want to give an example. Let's say a federal employee is about to retire and wants to choose to give a survivor annuity benefit to an individual. Now, under the current rules, an employee can give a spouse a survivor annuity benefit or to an insurable interest. Who is defined as an insurable interest? It's generally defined as a relative closer than a first cousin. This is a survivor annuity benefit. In other words, when the retiree dies, the survivor annuitant gets an annuity for life, whether it's a CSRS or a FERS annuity. An insurable interest is defined as relatives closer than a first cousin, which includes a son, daughter, brother, sister. It could be a parent, or it could be a same-sex partner, or it can be an opposite-sex partner. But in both cases, the relationship has to be validated that this is a valid relationship. Okay, there has to be an affidavit attached to the retirement application that the relationship between the employee and the partner, whether it's the same sex or an opposite sex partner, has to be a valid relationship. I don't see why there would be any problem for an opposite sex partner to get benefits under the federal employees' health insurance if the rules are in fact consistent. Because I don't see any consistency here if a opposite sex partner is denied the opportunity to join the federal employees' health insurance. And definitely this is one question that has to be addressed.
Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant, and he'll keep us up to speed on this. Thanks so much for joining us, Ed.
Just add one quick more thing. Today, October 17th, is the filing deadline for 2010 income taxes. Anybody who has not filed their taxes for 2010, midnight tonight is the filing deadline. I just want to point that out.